welcome to another episode of Living an Ultra Life. My name is Mike, and this week we're joined by a young man that I am just excited about bringing to this podcast, because this guy is a fantastic runner, but he's an even nicer guy and just can't wait to talk to him. So let's welcome in Mr. Joe D'Andrea. You ready to go for a run?
Yeah. Appreciate it, Mike.
All right, bud. Always ready. So, Joe, tell us a little bit about yourself. What do you do when you're not out crushing long, long distances and all that good stuff?
Yeah, I mean, you know, when I'm not out running, I really just try to, like, live my best life. I only got one shot at this life. Yeah, that's important. You know, running, it's challenging and it's fun, and there's a ton of growth in it, and there's so much more to life.
That's awesome. Now, are you a New Jersey native?
No, Philly, Philadelphia.
Philly. Okay. All
Yeah,
right.
Born
So
and
you live
raised.
across the river.
Yeah.
There you
Right,
go.
exactly.
And you've always
Exactly.
lived in the Philly area or what?
Yeah. Born and raised in the Northeast section too, specifically. So.
Cool. Are there some great places to run around there, or where do you mainly do like your training runs?
Yeah. So, I mean, we have the Wissahickon. So that's like a huge trail. That's not too far from my house. I don't run there as often as I really should. Cause I have like a rail trail right next to my house. And then it's like Penny Pack trail system. And
Cool.
it's like, I think the whole trail system's like 20, 30, 40 miles. So you
Oh,
can
that's
just get
awesome.
lost in there. And then you have the Schuylkill River Trail. So that's chasing the Delaware all up and down. So, I mean, there's a ton of trails, roads. It's a ton of spots. I love the city.
Wow. A ton of places that you can go run. And around the Schuylkill, there's some good hills and stuff too, right?
Yeah, right, exactly. I mean, so I've run, you know, Swami, which is like totally flat roads, and there's no
Yep.
problem training for that. But I've also ran like Eastern States, which is a mountain race, and there's no problem getting that vert here. I mean, you might have to run up and down a dirt hill a couple times. You know, you just do
Right.
hill repeats, but you can still get that vert in.
That is awesome. Hey, and you've run Heiner also, haven't you?
Yeah. That
Okay.
was I did that series, I think, and right before
Oh,
Swami.
yes.
So I think.
Okay, so that was the Heiner World's End in Eastern States, right?
Yeah,
What year did you do
exactly
that?
right. What year did we run Swami together? I think that was 20.
24 was when we ran Swami together.
Yeah, so
I
the
must have been
20.
23.
Yeah, right, exactly. And they had a
Okay.
couple more races too. It was those three. And then they also put on a race called Ironstone 100K,
Okay.
and which is in between World's End and Eastern. So that's
Oh, wow.
Ironstone's in like July. So we did that too. And then
Wow.
after Eastern is Black Forest. So that's 100K.
Wow. So you did all
And
five of them in 23.
23, it kind of,
Wow.
you know, I don't know if this happened to you as when you started getting into this ultra scene, like kind of went a little crazy with it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, way
Yeah.
crazy.
You know what I mean?
Way
So I kind of
crazy.
set
Yeah.
these goals. Like once I had a goal, like each year, it was like a marathon and then a 50 miler, then a 100 miler, then a 200 miler. And then I kind of was like, what's next? And I saw this series race and I just kind of went off the wall. I think I ended up doing like eight ultras or something like that, or
Wow.
nine.
That's
And
awesome.
it didn't feel awesome really getting
I
all
was going to
beat
say,
down.
you probably were a wee bit beat up, weren't you?
Oh, you know, and for Swami, when I ran that, I was so beat up from the year before. I don't think I got a chance to fully recover. And I had a
Right.
really hard time at Swami.
Yeah, I
You
remember
know?
you hit shin splints really bad. Like the second day, was it that they really set in?
Yeah, right at pretty much the turnaround point at Hatteras Lighthouse.
Yep.
I was really thinking of dropping out, but one thing led to another. Walked all the way back.
Right.
But it
Yeah.
hurt. Yeah, it hurt.
Yeah. And
You
you and
know, so.
Peter pretty much stayed together most of the time, or Peter would go ahead and wait for you most of the time, didn't you?
Yeah, it's funny too, because Peter actually kind of got me into this.
Okay. No
So it
way.
was
So
like,
Peter's the reason. Okay. Because I was going to ask how you got into ultra running. Is it Peter's fault?
well, kind of. I learned about like New Year's goal, like it's called a Masogi or whatever. So I heard about that and I set a New Year's goal to do a marathon. Did that. Then the next year was a 50 miler. And while I was training for that, I like ran into Pete. And he had like a CNO Canal 100 shirt on. And I said, you ran a
Okay.
100 miler before? Like I heard about it. So we were just talking. That was on like our local Penny Pack trail. So we talked, and he goes, "Look, I'm running a 50 miler next week. Running with me." And we ended up
No
running that
way.
together and just like hit it off.
Was that
And then
Dirty
he had,
German?
yeah, right, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. So then that was like my first time running Dirty German in person. Like some, I might be getting it mixed up, but we ran that race together and we kind
Okay.
of just hit it off and we've been friends like ever since.
That is awesome. Did you guys go to Buckeye together too?
Yeah. So
Was
he
it
was the one that,
you and Peter and Kaylee, right?
yeah,
Kaylee
me,
Frederick?
yeah, pay. Peter, Kaylee Frederick, and then Sergio too. But you know
Oh wow,
Sergio.
I didn't. Yep, I know Sergio. Yep, I ran with
Yeah,
him in
so we,
23.
yeah. So we all started Buckeye together and ran most of the day together, or most of the
Okay.
couple days together. And then you know how it goes towards
Oh
like
yeah.
everyone starts, you know. And that was all of our first ones too. So we didn't even have a clue.
Wow. Wow.
Did you ever
That's
run Buckeye?
crazy. I have not done Buckeye yet. I've heard it's like Swami, but add in a couple of aid stations. Is that about right?
Yeah, that sounds about right. More so like Road Angels,
Okay.
you know what I mean? And it kind of is like I like what I imagine of all state. Like it's just kind of in the middle of nowhere.
Okay.
So you're running like long stretches, like Amish road type,
Wow.
like
So you've
Dollar
really got to
General.
plan your resupply very strategically.
Yeah, exactly. So you would because you're
Right.
crazy.
Yes. Well, yeah, we all know
I have
that.
a crew that usually follows me for these.
Right. And she's pretty
So,
amazing. Your crew and your puppy dog, right?
yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah,
There you go.
Corey and Champion.
Yep.
So, for Swami, they kind of jumped every, like for Buckeye, they were there pretty much the whole time. Swami, it was kind of like every 30, 40 miles in the
Okay.
first half, and then the back half was kind of like a lot more frequent. But it's
Yep.
nice having that lifeline,
Oh,
because
not
I don't
me.
think I would have fit.
I like just hanging out there and, going, everything's
Right.
closed. What are we eating tonight, man?
Yeah. One day I want to do that. You know, that's on my list to do.
Absolutely insane. It is really
Oh my
insane.
God. Oh my gosh. I can't even imagine. I
But
really can't.
it's
Like,
so satisfying.
it's a whole different experience. It's something I want to experience too.
Yeah. So, I mean, I just watched you, Haynesport, lay down 66 miles in 12 hours. So, I mean, you're a really talented runner.
For 2026, I'm going back to run Eastern, and just like
Okay.
you were saying, to run it on fresh legs to
Yeah.
kind of see what I can do there. Because I
Yeah.
ran when I ran the series, that was my favorite race. So I'm like, if I could just pick one, that would be it.
That'd
So,
be
and that's going to
awesome.
be that's like my only focus for 26. And then I started thinking, like, well, what's 27 kind of look like? And with Swami being in February too, it's funny because Swami usually happens on my birthday too. And this year
Oh,
it is.
that's
It's two.
funny.
It's 222. So we were like just messing around, like a little birthday present. Go run Swami. Yeah,
That's a
but maybe.
great, I think that's a perfect birthday present.
Yeah, right. But
That's
maybe
awesome.
27.
There you go,
Maybe 27.
2027.
Yeah.
All
You gave me
right.
something to think
Just
about, Mike.
there you go. April 1st, you gotta be on the computer quick these days, because this year
Oh,
it
my.
sold out in less than 40. I think it was around 48 hours. Yeah, 30 spots. So
30 spots. The calls behind the race too for another one. So now that I know a lot of vets are take running these races. So
yep.
not these, but Swami.
Yeah. And
Yeah.
James and Josh are two of the just amazing
Oh.
guys, you know?
Oh my God! Flying up and down the course, making sure everybody's all good, okay, and whatnot,
Yeah.
or
Yeah,
trying to
that's like one
anyway.
of my highlights is, to see that truck come rumbling up and you've been out there for a while and they hand you a water and it's like, "Oh, thank you. I'm not gonna
Oh,
die. I'm not gonna die."
yeah,
Yay.
and it always comes at the perfect time.
It
You know what I
really
mean?
does.
It's
Yeah.
like funny how that works. Like you take your last sip and then boom, you
Yep.
know, something's they come up or another crew comes up or a runner. Right. Yeah, I've been there. And so after Swami, I ran CNO.
Okay.
So Swami was like in February, CNO was in May. And miles, the same thing happened at CNO. My shins just went out. I just wasn't giving myself enough. I think looking back, like I wasn't giving myself enough rest in between.
Okay.
And it's like a 30 or th I think it's a 30 hour cutoff. And
Right.
mile, it's like 350K loop, something like that. I did the second loop. I was like, look, I don't think I'm doing, like, I'm done. And she goes, just sleep. Like, look, you have whatever X amount of time, just sleep. You can sleep for this long. And if you do 3 miles an hour, you can finish the race. And I finished the race with like 20 minutes left of the cutoff.
That is awesome. Good for
You
Corey
know what I
pushing
mean?
you like
Yeah.
that.
Oh my God. It was tough love. And it was like, she was like, sleep and wake up and see how you feel. And then I woke up. She goes, how do you feel? I'm like, no, I'm done. She's like, well, I'm gonna go to the bathroom, and when I get back, I'll just get you going again.
That's
You know what I
awesome.
mean? And
Good
it's
for
just
her.
that tough love. It,
Good
yeah,
for her. Yep.
yeah. Because I haven't had a dropout yet, but if it wasn't for her, I definitely would have dropped out at least
Good.
three races.
Good. I'm glad she influences you that way. That's awesome.
It's important, you
Yeah.
know, to have that backbone, you know, and that support system.
Yeah. Well, you've had an incredible 2025. I mean, you've done Loopy Looper was before Hainsport, right?
Yeah.
And
Loopy
you
was before
crushed
Hainsport.
that sucker.
Yeah, that was my PR too.
Yeah,
I think I
21
ended up
something,
like,
right?
yeah, just under 22 hours. So I was like 21:45.
So where did that come from, dude?
I really took off from running after CNO. I didn't run too much 3 months. And then last year, Hainsport was like coming up. I said, all right, let me mess around and do that. So I did Hainsport for fun. You know how it is. It's like a
Oh,
party.
yeah.
So after that, though, I kind of like was, all right, what do I want to do? I just did the mountain series. I did Swami. Like, let me kind of get my eyes set on like try to do a PR. And Loopy's a super local race. I ran the 12 hour there before. And I
Okay.
was like, you know, August is a good time. It's kind of, I got enough time to kind of train. You know, I just kind of went into that seeing if I had a good day, what could I do, you know,
Okay.
time wise on a 100 miler?
Yeah, you did awesome. 21
Yeah,
something, man. That's awesome.
and I wouldn't really change anything about the race. You know, as I develop as a runner, maybe keep a faster pace up, but
Right.
the day went so smooth.
Yeah. Well, I mean, at Hainsport, you went out and, dude, you were keeping up with Michael DeGeorges, and I forget the girl who
Oh yeah,
finished right
Rihanna.
at. Yeah. I mean, but
Yeah.
you were keeping up with both of them. I mean, you ran multiple loops because, you know, I got to see you pass me lots.
You know, I figured if I could do an overall 10-minute pace, it would be like a 70-mile day, and that kind of seemed doable given how loopy went. And you know, so I was shooting for like 70 miles, and I ended. It was weird. I had like the perfect morning, but once the race started, I kind of had like gas issues, really, and I just kind of felt bloated. None of that race felt easy. The whole race felt like a drag. So that
That's
was like the
weird.
first time I kind of dealt with that. So I didn't really eat anything that time. I just kept making sure I was drinking my liquids and stuff like that.
Okay.
Um, but
And
yeah,
are you a, what do you, do you use Tailwind or what do you use?
yeah. So for I like Tailwind. I like Element. I get
Okay.
my salt in and then some salt pills. But I usually try to do like two scoops of Tailwind per hour.
Okay.
You know, and then like a half a stick of Element, something like that.
Okay. That's
Yeah.
awesome. So, do you
Yeah.
do any type of gels or anything like that, or is it pretty much liquid?
Yeah, I try, you know, I don't try to eat that much. I did do the gels, and I'll do the gels like, you know, for 100K or 50K, I might smash a gel at like, you know, like when I only have a few miles left to kind of give me
Right,
like
right.
that sugar craze and just kind of, you know, hit those last miles hard. But for, you know, I mean, for Hainsport, I was just kind of on like the Tailwind most of the day. I would have fruit. So I like dates, applesauce. So I would kind of do
Okay.
that here and there. And then sometimes I'll eat like a Lara bar or something like that. I try to keep it light and I try to just get like that Tailwind down.
Okay.
Because I don't like going to the bathroom. That kind of eats into the time too.
Right.
You
Yeah,
know?
well, it happens. It's part of it.
Yeah. You
That's
know what I mean?
awesome.
So if I can get by on like, you know, if I can get by on the, because Tailwind's two scoops is like 200 calories. And I don't think, you know, maybe I try to get in like 200 to 300 calories an hour,
Right.
you know, and if I have an applesauce, that's like 250 calories. So I'm like right in the middle. It's really not that much food that
Okay.
I'm eating anyway.
Right.
I eat like a vegan diet. So when I can have something chocolatey, it's like like those last 6 miles, I'll smash a sweet treat.
Were you hooked when you got around the ultra running community?
Yeah, exactly. I got pretty much hooked, and this year I did like the job change or whatever, and I was like, it takes a little bit of time to do this ultra thing and like train like long runs and stuff like that. So I kind of set the goal to do like a marathon this year. Like, let me try to PR my marathon. And I just wasn't amped up about it. And like after a few months, I was like, I'm just doing 100 this year. Like, I love not knocking this, fast marathon. Just the ultra vibe is just way different to me. It's something
It's
so
just
special.
welcoming. I mean, you walk into an ultra marathon, and it doesn't matter if you're lining up at the front with all the zoomies or you line up in the back with all the slow people, and everywhere in between you line up, people are going, "Hey man, what do you need? How can I help you?" I mean, it's a whole entire different vibe where people are cheering for you, I cheering each other on to victory. I love ultra running. I just think the community's awesome.
Exactly. That I couldn't agree more.
Well, what are your big goals? I mean, is there like a dream race that Joe would love to get into?
I would love to do like an out west 200 mile, like a Cocodona or something like that. I haven't done those races, anything out west really. I kind of keep it local and on like the East Coast, but a Cocodona or something, something like that is kind of like my dream race,
Awesome.
I would say. Yeah.
That would be fun.
I like seeing other people, like especially like, I know a couple of people from the East Coast and local runners here that have done Cocodona, have done like Bigfoot and Moab, and I like getting their feedback. Out of all the feedback I've been hearing, that Coco's kind of like a lot of people's favorites.
Air Vipa, they just do a fantastic job. I ran across the years last year and I was just so impressed with their operation. I mean, just top notch. I mean, the best I've been around.
And that's kind of like what the consensus is. And it's interesting because there's this race on the East Coast that Arequipa does called Jigger Johnson. I don't know if you've tapped into that
I've
one.
heard of it. Where I don't even know where it is.
So it's in the White Mountains of New Hampshire, and it's like a just a it's kind of like it like a desolate like 15 20 mile aid stations. It's a 100 miler with like a 52 hour cutoff.
Oh my gosh, that sounds fun.
You know what I mean? And it's like no crew, so that's up your alley. I'm over here tightening up. I hear no crew and I start sweating. So that was so Pete's actually eyeing that up in 27. So we've been going back and forth on that idea.
I like that plan. Who knows?
Yeah. Maybe think about that one,
I
Mike.
may have to think about that one,
You know,
man.
because
That's
that's like their Arequipa's only East Coast race is this Jigger Johnson. And I hear such good things about the company. And then I seen that they did something that's kind of local. It's a little further from Virginia Beach than it is Philly.
right, but still, it's not that bad.
You know what I mean? I think it's like 8 or 9 hours for me, so it might be like what, 10 or 11 or 12 hours from you.
It'd probably be about a 12-hour race for me.
So it's interesting. It's interesting that one.
Interesting, huh? Okay, you got me curious now.
I love
I'm gonna
planning
have
where
to
this
go.
is.
I'm gonna have to go look that up. And we'll just. Besides, I like the name Jigger Johnson. Just sounds cool. So I don't know why.
You know,
I'm a
and like
nerd,
if,
man. I'm like, that just sounds cool, man. I want a
yeah, you
buckle
know,
that has Jigger Johnson on it, man.
right? And a 52 hour cutoff for a 100 miler, that's kind of, it's 30,000 feet of gain, but still,
Yeah, I mean that's just trekking, man.
and that kind of lines up with your 48 hour goal each year.
It
You
really,
got,
really does. Yeah,
right?
there you go. Hey,
Right?
not a bad thought, man. All right, you got me interested, Joe. That is awesome. All right, dude. So let's wrap this up. So the way we like to end every podcast is I spring this on everybody. So the name of the podcast is Living an Ultra Life. What's the first thing that pops into your head when you hear that?
Living an ultra life, I would say the first thing that pops in my head would be it comes down to the moments, like just giving your best all the time with a positive attitude. That's going to go a long way.
That's awesome.
That's kind of my goal for races and like my kind of my goal for life. You know what I mean? Is just really try to give my best all the time with a positive attitude, whether it's in a race and I'm sucking, or if it's at work and I'm dealing with a disgruntled customer. And I don't always do it, but it's something I kind of strive for.
Yeah. Well, I think you hit it a lot because I just remember you at Swami, even when you were suffering, you were
Oh.
still very, very encouraging to, everybody who was around you. And I just remember you coming across the finish line with Peter, and you were still, I mean, you could tell you were in a lot of pain at the finish line, dude, but you were still encouraging to everybody around you. And I was like, this is a unique young man. So
I
yeah,
appreciate you, Mike. I
you
appreciate you,
got
Mike.
it.
And it's people like you in the community that's one of the main reasons why I do this.
Yeah. Well, you're doing an awesome job, and I'm looking forward to spending more time out on the highways, byways, and trails with you. It's been an absolute blast getting to know you, Joe.
Appreciate you, Mike. Keep doing what
All
you're doing,
right.
man.
Thanks for listening. Really appreciate you guys. We'll see you next time on Living an Ultra Life.